guys. My name is Beck, and this podcast is about working, traveling, living, experiencing Australia. I'm taking you on my road trip with me, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening, and welcome to my podcast. Hey guys, so I've already recorded this episode 2 days ago, and I was in and out of reception and slept on a random campsite alone, and it tried for 12 hours to upload, I think, and then during the next day it just dropped. It was gone. So I'm doing it again. It is a story I have to tell about a small place called Heiden. It is between Perth and Esperance in the outback in the southwest of Australia, obviously. And it was a really interesting experience going to this place. I just went there because a friend of mine, where in the last episode I already said that he disappeared from Karratha and went hiding in Heiden. So I went to find him, and I did. So the weird thing about Heiden, I know, it started already 2 villages before. So I was driving through, I forgot the name of this village, and I was driving through, and it was actually quite a few streets, maybe three or four streets. And there was a shop, houses, new cars, and a petrol station. I don't know, just some stuff that you have in towns and villages, but no humans. So I put my window down and the music, and I just wanted to listen. It was just dead set silent. Like, they were even rolling these dry leaves stuff over the road. Like, oh wow, this is the Wild Wild West. So even behind any windows, no one, just no one. So I was a bit anxious that this might be the introduction for Heiden. Continued my drive though, and got to Heiden. Well, first I went to the farm of my friend, and I could see where my oat milk comes from. That was pretty cool. So we were sitting in these massive trucks and were harvesting the oats. So that was pretty cool. And then we went to the pub, and you know when you watch movies and you have these scenes when people in a new town walk into a pub and everyone just turned around and stares at them. Well, I've experienced that now. Just everyone stopped talking and they were all turning around, and I was like, wow, this is pretty funny. So I got to know a few people in this pub, and it was a pretty cool evening. And when it was already dark, we were sitting outside and having a smoke and heard a massive crash. So we checked on the street, and there was a parked truck just next to the pub. And a car, a white little car, with full speed, crashed into this truck. And then reversed and just took off. And the whole right side of the front was kind of gone. So we were all like, okay, wow. Well, we figured out that it was the neighbors of my friend. And they are the trouble family of the town. So we were like, yeah, well, whatever. There's obviously no police in Heiden. So, yeah. After an hour sitting in front of this pub, this family showed up. The mother, the son, the sister, or the daughter, and a friend of them. Like full on on drugs. I think crystal meth. I'm not too sure. This friend was like, I don't know, pretty, pretty Aussie. So mullet, no teeth, I don't know, crossed eyes. It was, I don't know, a bit weird. Like, he was, at the end, I figured out he's a really nice guy. But the first impression was just this aggressive family showing up and just making trouble and just pushing people around. And they were looking for a girl named Tracy. I still don't know who that is. And I don't know. The sister, daughter just said that her baby brother crashed his car because of Tracy. Well, I just thought, nah, well, we've seen that. He was just driving in that truck. But anyway, that wasn't my business anyway. So I was sitting on this bench and just watching what was going on. And I wanted to go inside, but it just happened all just between me and the door. So then this daughter spotted me for the first time. And oh my God, then she had a massive go on me. She came straight through me and was like, who are you? Who are you? What are you doing here? And are you Tracy? Where is Tracy? I was like, wow, I'm not Tracy. So my friends jumped in between and like pushed her away and were like, nah, she's with us and leave her alone. So she did. But 5 minutes later, she spotted me again. She kind of forgot that she already had a go on me. So she did that again, asking me the same questions. And like both times she had her hands up. Like I was absolutely convinced that I'm going to get punched in the face every second. I was just waiting for it. So, I just looked at her. I'm like, well, I don't know who or where Tracy is, but I've just arrived in this town tonight. And, well, she was a bit confused. And then she just said, ah, you're fucking lucky. And then she turned around and, I don't know, was fighting with everyone else again. So after I've witnessed this car crash, I already said, like, whoa, there's stuff going on in this town. I didn't expect it to be so exciting. But after this happened and I was kind of involved, it was a bit too much for me. I was like, whoa, okay. Coming to a place for one night and just taking in everything you can. Well, we walked, after a while, finally made my way inside. And then the fight kept going inside of the pub. And then the dad of the family showed up as well. It was just, I don't know, a big massive fight all over the place. And yeah, I went with a guy that I got to know there. Irish dude, really nice. And he kind of acted like a barrier between me and this girl because she was focusing me the next 2 hours. I was really still waiting for her just to run into me, just, I don't know, knocking me out. And we went to the jukebox and put on some music, and I put on Black Betty from Ram Jam. I kind of wanted to support this whole situation, and it was pretty cool. I mean, no one was hurt badly or anything. It was just this typically pushing around, just making trouble. And yeah. So that was my hiding experience. And next morning, we went to the Wave Rock and the Hippolyon, which is pretty cool. I don't know if I would drive there for this. But I'm glad that I've been there because I could catch up with my friend. And it's definitely worth it then. But I think if I would drive from Perth to Esperance, like this part, I would definitely go down Albany and not through the middle. So that was my experience in Haydn. Hope you enjoyed this little story. And I'm in Adelaide now and staying with two friends. And I'm going to spend my weekend here. And next Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to take off to Melbourne. Pretty excited for the Great Ocean Road. And stay safe and wave and have a good day. So that was it for today. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you have any questions regarding living, working or traveling in Australia, please feel free to ask. I would be happy to answer these. And well, you can also follow me on my Instagram, of course. My name there is dread.back, and I'm putting up stories of my road trips, and also well, obviously posting pictures of my travels. So for now, have an amazing day, and I hope you're coming back for the next episode, and have a great time. See you soon.